This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Yo, 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 this is 7-5 Radio, and it's Walter here sitting in the driver's seat. Scoop is going to be running a little bit late tonight. He had something about getting some chicks for Easter. He was going out with some chicks tonight. They were like the little 3-inch yellow ones that you pick up at Tractor Supply or something. So it's not like he's got any good things going on. First off, I want to say that we have had no reported, at least not to us, and we don't think so. We've had no deaths of law enforcement this week. If I'm mistaken, please somebody send me an email and I'll put an honorable mention in, but I couldn't find any. Thank God that there wasn't anything like that. Like I said, Scoop is looking for chicks or something for his kids. I don't know, whatever. I guess he can't wait until they're 18. So you stuck with me. It's Walter Yerkew. It's been a long time since I took the helm. I'm usually more the commentariist guy, the Andy Rooney guy, not usually the outspoken guy. But I want to talk about this moron that lit up the subway the other day. In Brooklyn, the cameras weren't working in this particular train station, and of course everybody in the city is like, well, how can the cameras not be working? How can the cameras not be working? You know, the city spent millions and millions of dollars put cameras like everywhere, you know, so it's that old adage, Big Brother is watching, except in that subway tunnel, in that subway hole. But all in all, they got a good description of the guy, but the description was he was wearing a construction vest, you know, the yellow thing, the yellow and orange thing, you know, with a hard hat. But the initial reports, I mean, I watched it for about 4 or 5 hours. I watched it. And I didn't see anybody saying that the guy was black or African-American or, you know, whatever you want to call people of color these days. Nobody said he was black. I found out he was black after, you know, they identified a person of interest. I'm not going to say his name because I never say a perp's name on the air. And it turned out that this guy was flying under the radar somehow from the FBI, spewing all kinds of bigotry and racism and propaganda over his YouTube channel for a number of years. Now, he's 62 years old. The guy weighs about 350 pounds. Wasn't a handsome guy, so I could see why he was mad. But he should have just been mad at himself. You know, knock wood, no deaths. There was 19 people injured. 10 people were wounded by his gunfire. I guess this guy couldn't catch fish in a barrel. And thank goodness for that. We have too many people that try this nonsense, and they're waiting for a copycat guy to do it again. Now, listen, folks, you know, in New York City, you're living in a city of 11 million people. 11 million people. Trains running uptown, downtown, east side, west side, all around. And there's lunatics everywhere. You can't blame the transit police for this character being on a subway, just like anybody else was. You can't blame the transit authority. You can't blame the NYPD. It's just psycho. And that happens. Unfortunately, The damage done was minimal. The families are you know, they're home with their families. The bomb that he set off was some kind of smoke bomb or something. I don't have a report on what it was made out of and how it was made. But apparently the guy had an incendiary device, and it just made smoke. It didn't blow up or didn't explode. Thank goodness for that, because in one of them tin cans down there riding around in the subway, there's nowhere to go, nowhere to go if something like that happens. So we're happy to report that he's in custody, and I think everybody in the world knows that already. They identified him as a person of interest, and they identified him as a suspect. And then apparently he called on himself that he was in the McDonald's there in Lower Manhattan, 7th Street in Manhattan. And I know exactly where that McDonald's is. It's been a number of years since I've been there, probably 5 or 6 years since I've been to New York and was in that area. That's St. Mark's place right across the street from McSorley's is on 7th Street. That's how I know what his McDonald's is. How's that? Across the street from St. George's Ukrainian Catholic Church. So we have, the good news is that we got this guy. And the NYPD did an outstanding job in not just the follow-through and the follow-up to pinpoint this fella, but get rid of all the leads that came in that weren't worth a damn. Because you got to realize that you got characters that are calling in all kinds of nonsense and ridiculous stuff. I got a few friends up there in the NYPD. Well, actually, my friends' sons are up there in the NYPD, and they have they received hundreds of phone leads that were baloney, which of course wastes time. But they caught this guy. The guy thinks he was a gangster of some sort when he figured that the NYPD was never going to find him, until he decides to turn himself in. 63-year-old guy dressed up in a Halloween outfit, because he certainly didn't look like no construction worker that I've ever met. I mean, construction workers are pretty big guys, but this guy was just, soft as baby poop. So thank goodness we got this guy in custody. Of course, and all the special nonsense comes with it, like it did with Son of Sam, 45 years ago. He's got an entourage everywhere he goes. 3-4 cops assigned to him to get him in the car and drive with him in the car. There's snipers on the rooftops, when they bring this guy in and out of court. He's being held without bail, which is a good thing. We're glad we got him in custody. Well, this is the first break that we're coming up on. Hopefully, Scoop will be in afterwards. And this is 7-5 Radio. We'll see you on the backside.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
All right. Man, I love that break music. That break music is so cool. I'm glad that we have stuff like that that I could listen to in the meantime while everybody else listens to the news. Anyway, I'm here by myself right now on the air anyway. Scoop is doing something else, I guess. We talked about the arrest of the subway shooter. I don't think they got the big deal. we Scoop's here, and I said big deal. We talked about the
it is a big deal, sir.
I didn't mention the guy's name, but we talked about the subway shooter the other day and how big and ugly he was. No wonder why he's pissed. I was just about to move on to Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin of good old New York, the Empire State, you know, where politicians can become millionaires and grab women's derrieres, and get away with it. I was going to start talking about Mr. Benjamin, who it's alleged since 2019 he's been drumming up and misappropriating funds, getting campaign contributions, you know, in exchange for his official use. In the 40s, it was like that with the judges and stuff. So it's more common now with politicians. He's obtaining $50,000 at a clip. I don't know what kind of a power a state senator can have except local stuff. Which is probably scrutinized more than, you know, the national stuff, because there's so much crap in the national stuff. You don't know what's true and what's not. But this guy Benjamin is a Democrat, as we know. He was a New York State senator. And when King Andrew quit and Ms. Hochul, when she took over, she appointed this Boy Scout as Lieutenant Governor, which, you know, let's raise a little reflection on her. How much did he pay her, allegedly? How much did he may have paid her out of the contributions that he got from CC1 and other people to do special favors? How much did he pay her, allegedly, if that happened? And I'm not saying it did. You know, we know 7-5 Radio don't want no lawsuits. We only try to report what's true. But I'm going to throw this out there that, you know, how did he become lieutenant governor if he was under investigation since 2019? I guess maybe Andy recommended him to her. I don't know. Who knows? That's as far as I'll go with that. You know, the guy's a crook, and you know, at the worst level, because it's a high level job, and we
right. But
again, we're glad that he's in custody too, so to speak. You know, he's been exposed. So,
right, not a good way. But about the lieutenant governor, this is just another chapter of drama known as the New York State Governor's Office. I mean, this would be great on like TLC or one of these rag channels. But in 2008, Governor Elliot Spitzer resigned due to his involvement in a prostitution ring. But if you saw the lady who was stooping, you can see why. And then Spitzer's successor, David Patterson, went from lieutenant governor to governor in 2010. But Patterson and the state police detail allegedly attempted to pressure a female to drop domestic violence charges against one of Governor Patterson's aides. And then Governor Patterson decided not to run for office again. So then we got Governor Nichols. And we all know what happened with Andrew Cuomo. So then Cuomo comes in and he grabs derrieres and does, you know, things that you and I wouldn't do to our female co-workers. So then he had to leave. And now Kathy Hochul, she is thrust into the governorship. And she gets this guy, Ryan Benjamin, to be the lieutenant governor. I mean, if you become governor and you need to appoint somebody lieutenant governor, or choose somebody your running mate, you're gonna vet them, because when Donald Trump or any other governor ran for office for lieutenant governor, you're gonna make sure that person is good to go. But not in the case of the state of New York. And the last Republican governor was George Pataki. He was governor for 12 or 16 years. Not one single scandal. Nobody resigned. Nobody was accused of anything other than in the assembly in the state Senate, where you had Joe Bruno and Sheldon Silver just tearing things up. But the governor, Governor Pataki, ran a clean house. He did replace his female lieutenant governor, Kathy McCoy, for whatever reason, because, frankly, she was trying to hog the spotlight from George Pataki. But, I mean, you get what you vote for. I mean, New Yorkers, they don't realize that they vote for garbage. I mean, this has been going on for years. You get Elliot Spitzer. You know, he was a big crime fighter going out to Wall Street, and whoops, he gets in some stuff. And then you had Patterson do it with the governorship for a couple weeks, more or less. Then
Who was the blind guy?
David Patterson.
Patterson, okay.
David Patterson. Right. And then you got Andy Cuomo, who's doing a whole bunch of stuff to the females. And now you get the lieutenant governor, who's taking bribes. And, you know, Albany is like – something you see like Louisiana back in the 50s, just the house, or Boston in the 50s, you know, or Tammany Hall back in like the century and a half ago. But you know, but people still vote Democrats. So, they support gay, LGBTQ rights, or abortion rights, whatever. And meanwhile, the roads are falling apart. The thruway still charging tolls, even though the initial charter for the thruway said once the tolls are paid off, or the bonds for the thruway are paid off, no more tolls. But they've been paid many, many times over. Jobs are leaving, regulations killing the state, and you know, you get more of the same in Albany. Then you go down to City Hall in New York, and you get Bill de Blasio, who's one of the worst mayors, and then you get the so-called retired crime fighter Eric Adams, who is horrendous. He's more worried about mask mandates and healthy kids' lunches. Meanwhile, his city's turned into a Mogadishu, or I like to say, Mad Max escaped from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my Andy Rooney for the week.
God bless you. Well, you know, the City Hall in New York is just backwards. From New York City to Albany to Rochester to Buffalo and back, you know, it's one big freaking mess. It's one big mess. I don't know if they still play those I Love New York commercials, you know, trying to no. entice people to come and spend their hard-earned dollars, you know, in the Catskills or in the New York City area. I mean, there is so much positive in New York that you don't hear of anymore. You know, you got Broadway. You know, you have the Bowery. Places that, now I'm going to go back 20 odd more years. When Giuliani come in, you know, Times Square was a freaking toilet. It was a toilet for what, 30 years, 40 years? And yep. nobody yep. did anything. You know, Koch was in office for, you know, way too long. He didn't do a damn thing about the Times Square area, you know, 42nd Street to 48th Street from 7th Avenue all the way up to the West Side Highway. Man, it was nothing but filth. You couldn't walk down the street without seeing a used condom on the sidewalk and needles and people laying there and shit. You know, it was just awful. And Rudy Giuliani come in and you know, he cleaned it up pretty well and quickly. It was, you know, zero tolerance. He cleaned it up very quickly. And he put out the positives. I took my family to the city in 2008, you know, from down here, people that were never in New York City from the Tennessee area. And, you know, we had a good time. I mean, you know, I was the guide. And we had a blast. We went to plays. We went to Yankee Stadium, Shea Stadium. We went all over. It was beautiful. But you don't hear none of that anymore.
Anyways, coming up, we'll talk about the Biden administration versus the governor of Texas on illegal immigrants. Stay tuned, everybody. Gunfire Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Kremlin is striking back in the western part of Ukraine. Russia did an airstrike on the capital city of Kyiv after the Ukrainians sunk their battleship. The Pentagon confirming that indeed the Moskva was hit by Ukrainian missiles, though the Kremlin says it was lost in a fire. Russian officials warned it would step up strikes in retaliation. It also warned the U.S. in a diplomatic note not to send more weapons to Ukraine or it could face unpredictable consequences. After 2 months of decline, COVID-19 cases are on the rise in some states. Experts are concerned that the coming wave caused by the BA2 variant will cause hospitalizations to rise in the coming weeks and that the wave will be bigger than it looks. The BA2 variant is about 30% more contagious. Wall Street was closed for Good Friday, but it ended the week in the red. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Five people will split the $50,000 reward for tipping authorities to the subway shooting suspect in Brooklyn, New York. Information from the individuals led to Frank R. James, who was arrested about 30 hours after the attack. The 62-year-old is being held without bail in a Brooklyn detention center. On Friday, New York Mayor Eric Adams honored the MTA workers who aided victims after the shooting.
You risk real danger to save the lives of everyday New Yorkers. When bullets were flying, 33... to be exact. You stayed calm, stayed focused, and you saved lives.
10 people were shot, 19 others were injured in the attack. There were no casualties, and none of the injuries were life-threatening. Some employees at Verizon stores in Washington State voted for the union label Friday. The stores in Everett and Linwood, north of Seattle, are the first unionized Verizon stores outside of New York. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is Scoop Stanton coming on late for 7-5 Radio for my other job. We have to do some foolishness once every couple of months. I am currently at the National Law Enforcement Memorial at 515 5th Street Northwest, Washington District of Columbia. Just looking around at all the names that are on the wall. But anyway, speaking of walls, Joe Biden is, for whatever reason, letting all these illegal aliens come into America with open arms. Now, coming, crossing the border without permission, the lowest offense, we'd call it trespassing, but there are laws on the books, United States Code, stating that coming into this country without permission is a crime. Donald Trump wanted to deter these people, turn these people around, send them home, tell them to get in line like everybody else. Walter's third generation immigrant. I'm third generation immigrant. Sean is second generation immigrant. Jim Lance is second generation immigrant. But all our families got in line and went through the process, which absolutely sucks. But our jeweler in chief, Joe Biden, decided that for all these illegal aliens crossing the border who don't get screened, don't get checked for COVID, don't have masks, they get smartphones. So when they miss their hearing dates or immigration status, the government can call them up and they can say, Mr. Ortiz, missed your hearing date at immigration. Please call us back so we can schedule another hearing, which is just a slap in the face of everybody that went through the process to get in this country. Now, many, many, many moons ago, when one of my great-great-grandfathers came to this country, he did not get a smartphone. What he got was a draft notice to fight in the Civil War. But now they're giving these people smartphones, places to eat, places to raise their kids, money for food, clothing, preschooling, free medical care. And then the pregnant women that come here across the border, give birth, guess what? That kid's a U.S. citizen, even though mom and dad are illegal aliens. So then they can sponsor mom and dad and become U.S. citizens. So they know what they're doing. It's not being incompetent or not being malfeasant. They know what they're doing. They're doing this on purpose. Meanwhile, in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott said, you know what? I'm sick and tired of all these illegal aliens coming to Texas, being dropped off on our Texas streets. I'm going to ship them to Washington, D.C. So what he did, he chartered buses and said, hey, anybody want to go to Washington? Hop aboard and come up to Washington, D.C. Now, the only problem, once they get to Washington, D.C., they're being welcomed with open arms. And eventually, they'll probably end up in my neighborhood because I live in a what I call a Mexican colony north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Well, anyways, kudos for Governor Abbott for taking a stand, doing something about it, where the Biden administration, they don't care about you. They don't care about how your family got to this country, and they don't care about the rule of law. Well, what say you about Governor Abbott and President Joe Biden?
Well, I like the idea that, you know, Governor Abbott put these people on wheels and sent them up, you know, to your neck of the woods. I'm really happy that they didn't stop in the Chattanooga area and open up the doors. I appreciate that, Governor Abbott. I think that, you know, the refugee train should keep on going. I suggest Mr. Abbott take into consideration Amtrak, you know, and load up an Amtrak train and send it north. You know, you could get, you know, 100 times many people up there as they can in buses and faster. That would be a good goal, you know, straight from the border right into Washington, D.C., and drop them off on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right.
And, hey, you know,
well, they,
I don't have a problem with it. You know, they could open the gates to the White House, you know, put, take down that big giant fence that they have around it now, and let them, let them, you know, shack up on the lawn. You know, the weather is getting nicer. They could spend the summer there. And while they're spending the summer there, Kamala can go around giggling at everybody. You know, they'll
right.
offer them free driving licenses.
You brought up a good, right, Walter, you brought up a very good point about the campers. In Washington, D.C., you have people with these tents setting up shop all over D.C., homeless people. In public parks, under off ramps, under overpasses, just setting up everywhere. They're setting up shop, and they're cooking and cleaning, and you know, just living a life because they're homeless. You know, my question is, how do they get money for a tent? And secondly, this is not exactly a outdoors area, or like it's not the Adirondack Mountains, or you know, not too many places to camp. But you know, where they get where they getting the money? Or where are they going to get these tents? But, you know, we got homeless people everywhere, especially Los Angeles. You have Skid Row, which is its own city within the city. And it's every major city, not just Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles. And, you know, pick a city, New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore. You got these homeless people camping out, literally camping out. Also, you have homeless veterans. You have veterans with issues. They go fight these wars that we shouldn't be fighting for, you know, other people other than the commander in chief, and they come back with less parts that they went in with, or they have PTSD, or they have other issues, substance abuse issues, mental issues. So, and we give them nothing. We send them to the VA, so they just sit there and rot. And that's why you have charities such as Wounded Warrior Project and Tunnels to Towers to get these people stuff that they need, to get them homes that they need, to get them handicap accessible vehicles, to get, you know, get them to doctors and so on and so forth. I mean, Donald Trump did his best. He signed that legislation to make the Veterans Administration more accountable. And if you go to was an I Street in downtown Washington, D.C. You look at the building for the Veterans Administration, it's actually pristine. You go up to the VA hospital in the Bronx, it looks like a typical city-owned hospital, but it's the federal government. So, I mean, if you look at the, what is the movie, Born on the 4th of July, when these they show the Bronx VA hospital, yeah, nothing much has changed. That was probably I would not be surprised if that was actually shot at the Bronx VA hospital. You just see this dirty, filthy hospital with these guys coming back from Vietnam to get this horrendous care. But they don't care because, I mean, if you come to D.C., it's like Emerald City. You got these beautiful buildings, high-end buildings, place to eat. But, you know, I say Washington, D.C. is Emerald City built on a garbage dump because you have these beautiful, high-end, high-dollar buildings to live in, to work in. You also have these bums in the street. You have these streets just falling apart. And you have the mass transportation system falling apart. But, you know, they don't care because they don't live among us. They got their, everybody drives an SUV now. Before they had the armored limousines or black sedans, but now everybody has an SUV here in D.C. That's probably because the cars can't take these horrendous streets in Washington, D.C. You know, I drive for Uber, and I'm almost in tears sometimes. And I'm sure the passenger in the back seat is wondering, what the hell's my problem? But I'm doing 5 miles an hour over a street that looked like was hit by enemy artillery, but you know that's the world we live in. Anything else about the Biden and the phones or Texas sending up people on a bus?
Well, no, not really. I mean, you know, I want Mr. Abbott to keep doing what he's doing. You know,
well,
and send them out to the people who actually, you know, don't think that there's a crisis at the border. You know, Kamala didn't know that there was a crisis at the border. She was appointed the border czar, and she ain't been down there yet. So, send them up to her house. Send them up to her house. You know, send it to,
you know what,
send it to her old district in California, and send it to the vice president mansion in Washington. You know, let's have a camp out.
She lives in.
I'll bring the marshmallow.
Well, anyways, we'll come. Stay by the music. When we come back, we'll say welcome back to Brother Harm. Also, we want to wish everybody with a special Easter greeting. Stay tuned, everybody. Follow us at 75radio.org. The number 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Ladies, James Edwards, I am live, red hot and rolling at the Law Enforcement National Memorial on Fifth Street in Washington, D.C. Real quick, Patrick Dina Ryan is back on the air. Last week we said Godspeed to him, and he's back. He's going through some personal issues. He didn't go into it in detail on the show, but if you know, you did watch the shows this week, he was very emotional. I was getting emotional and emotionally drained just watching him talk about what's going on. But anyways, we wish him the best. It's good to have another rifle in the foxhole, as we like to say sometimes. But anyways, this being Holy Saturday, Walter, I want to wish you, I want to wish everybody at Liberty News Radio, I want to wish all our listeners, all our families, a very, very happy Easter. Now, we want to remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, my wife, for some reason, thinks it's spring Christmas. We went out to Walmart today. We bought candy. We bought toys. We bought coloring stuff. It's not about that. You know, I can say for myself, I can't say for Walter that, you know, even though I haven't been to church in a while for personal reasons, I am closer to God now since I'm getting a little bit older. But anyways, I want to go over the Apostle Creed real quick. You know, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. So God took his only Son, Jesus Christ, through the Immaculate Conception, and let him die under Pontius Pilate. I mean, that's, you know, people think, oh, God's a happy God, he's nice. No, he's a vengeful God. He did that to his only Son. So those who out there doing things that they shouldn't be doing, think about it really, really hard. Because, again, God let his only Son die on the cross. And Jesus, like, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? But anyways, on the third day, he rose again, ascended into heaven, and seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. That's a hell of a prayer. Well, what say you about Easter plans, anything like that?
You know, just the basics, you know, just to spend time with close family. That's about it. I'm not going to do much or anything. I'll make a few phone calls to New York. And that's it. You know, you know, I'm one of them guys that don't get overly rambunctious over holidays and stuff, but I do know what they mean. And I think that's the important thing. You know, the way you put it in your prayer right a minute ago was plenty. I don't think I could add to it. You know, that's what I grew up with, being a Catholic, and that's what I know. Some people say I'm flat when it comes to holidays, but no, I really appreciate the holidays, and I know what they mean. Right. I don't want to put a damper right on any of the holidays ever. But I'm really surprised that we are still allowed to say Happy Easter.
Right.
Because we know at Christmas time, it's, you know, season's greetings.
Or Happy Holidays.
Yes, yeah, so some insignificant little statement.
Right.
But they, you know, Happy Easter. And it is a joyous gathering of Christians around the world that will always cherish, you know, the rising of our Lord and Savior. And I believe in it. And like I said, you know, I'm Catholic. I don't go to church. I'm a Catholic. I'll sin all week and ask for absolution on Saturday and get salvation on Sunday. That's the way it works for me. I'm still around. So I think that, you know, all around the world, I hope a lot of most of the population around the world just, you know, celebrate Easter as it's supposed to be. And, you know, it's not a day to get, you know, drunk and show up late for work on Monday. You know, like the 4th of July is becoming Memorial Day and stuff. Just be with the people that you love and the people that love you. Nothing else counts.
Right. Right. And if you're like me and you have family outside the area, you know, make sure you give them a phone call. You know, if your parents are still with us, you know, just let them know you still love them and you want, you know, you wish them all the best. And if you had a falling out with your parents, you know, make up with them, because, I mean, you only have but so much time left on this earth. But anyways, friends with my kids, I want to, you know, I'm trying to tell them, like, yes, it's not all just bunnies and toys and chocolate and eggs and, you know, Easter egg hunts. It's about the, you know, the resurrection of Christ. And then when they get older, I'll let them watch, I'll let them watch Passion of the Christ. You know, that's probably one of the most moving movies that I have ever seen. I saw my wife when it first came out. I think it was 2006, and she was in tears, just, you know, what Christ went through. And Mel Gibson did he wanted to make sure he got it right. So he had experts on the set to make sure that whatever scene he was shooting, it was correct. That's how it happened. And then either this year or next year, Gibson supposedly has a sequel coming out about the resurrection of Christ. But hopefully we'll hear about it sooner than later. But anyway, well, got anything to add last couple of minutes other than happy Easter, color the eggs with the kids and eat a chocolate bunny or a peep.
Yeah, no, I don't do much with the peeps. You know, they probably tasted a lot better when I was a kid than they would now. I mean, because now they come in all different colors. You know, and you know it you know peeps recognize themselves as what they want to recognize themselves as. You know, peeps, poops, you know, peepees, potties.
You
can do a lot of transgendery things with peeps if you want to experiment right. with a peep.
Right, but I remember growing up, peeps came in two colors. First it was yellow, then it came out pink. Now they got the whole spectrum of the rainbow. Yep, all the colors of the rainbow, just like Barbie dolls. But what's funny is that in Oxon Hill, Maryland, which is right across the Wilson Bridge, is a very tourist area. It's called National Harbor. They have a Peeps store, a store that sells Peeps and other candy. And I brought my parents there a couple years ago, and you thought my father found the Holy Grail. He's like, oh, we got to go in here. And he was getting a whole bunch of stuff. But I was like, you know, even as a kid, I was eating, I was like, these things are trash. Give me some chocolate or something.
You know, isn't it amazing that in this country, you know, usually you make a lot of money when you find, you know, when you have a product that people are actually going to use. It's amazing that the people that created Peeps are millionaires many times over. People buy this stuff, and it gets thrown out in the trash.
Or it goes on sale. Right.
You're really a smart business person if you sell stuff that people throw away after they get it. You know, you know you're a smart business person.
Right. Just like candy corn around Thanksgiving and Halloween. I was like, you know, candy corn tastes awful, but people still eat it because it's got sugar in it. Like, you know, I'd be sitting there, like, you know, oh, I got stomachache because I eat too much candy corn. Well, it's candy corn. But again, people buy candy corn until the cows come home, and people will eat it. But anyways, that's
candy corn is the prelude to methamphetamine. You know,
candy corn. Yeah, like I think the only people who have candy corn year round is like your grandma's. But anyways, one thing about Governor Abbott, instead of having the buses come from Texas all the way to D.C., he should have saved a lot of gas and had to turn the bus around. Like, all right, you're illegal, you got no paperwork, you're on the bus, you're going home. But I'm sure the federal government would stop that. But here's another thing. The U.S. cannot use military troops on our border because somebody in Congress passed a bill that would forbid U.S. troops patrolling the border, which is the stupidest thing in the world. But anyways, this is from the same government that sends our boys and girls to other borders to protect that. So anyways, we got a couple seconds left. Hopefully, Jeff Jackson did great on his race this week. I got to get a hold of Mike Robinette from Tapas Outlaw Racing, see if we're going to be the official radio show of 7-5 Racing. Do you plan to go on any races this year?
I don't know. It's going to be hard to tell. I might. This summer, I got a busy summer coming up, believe it or not. I'll do my best to get there on a Saturday and because it's been a couple of years because of COVID ridiculousness that I haven't gone.
Right. And we gotta get a hold of our not so sexy intern. But anyways, we made it to another week. For Walter Yerke, this is Peter Skustad reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.